KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban's experienced a slight drop in business confidence in the fourth quarter of 2024. This was the outcome of the latest Durban Business Confidence Index. It dropped from 63.01 in the previous quarter to 60.74.
But we are happy that it has not dropped below 50 index points, because what we know is that 50 index points is the point of neutrality where the investors are not sure about the future direction of the business environment in the EdTech. So now, because it's above 60, it means that there is still some confidence, although it is dropping.
That's Dr. Ndogozo Nzimande from UKZN's Macroeconomics Research Unit, who compiled the index. He explains the possible reason behind the quarterly drop.
There is some dispute regarding the formation of the government in KZN, and that may affect the confidence of investors, because they are not sure what exactly will happen, what future policies will look like if there are changes in government. But at this point, there is nothing to worry about.
Political parties are calling for South Africa to withdraw its troops in the DRC. 9 SANDF soldiers died in recent clashes with M23 rebels near the key city of Goma. The group has seized vast swathes of eastern DRC since 2021, displacing thousands and triggering a humanitarian crisis. South African troops were deployed to the region as part of the SADC mission. The DA's Chris Hatting has questioned the military's preparedness.
The continued deployment of undertrained, under-equipped and under-supported South African soldiers in an escalating regional conflict cannot be supported.
The ATM's Zama Njona says they're concerned about the impact budget cuts have had on the military's capacity.
The loss of life in such battles highlights the urgent need for introspection and action regarding the military's current operational framework.
Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Defence says it's scheduled a meeting to get a full briefing on the incident. And at least 70 people have died after a hospital was attacked in Western Sudan. The incident on the main hospital of the besieged town of El Fasher has also left 19 wounded. The World Health Organization has called the attack a violation of international law. Since April 2023, Sudan has been engulfed in a war between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Millions have been displaced and tens of thousands killed in the conflict. On the weather front, back home, mostly clear skies in KZN tomorrow. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Mooi River and Richards Bay reach a high of 29 degrees. Ulundi and Newcastle 30, Ladysmith 31, Underberg 27, Margate 28 and 26 for Kokstad. In Durban, sunrise is at 20 past 5 with 2 metre swells at sea. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.